Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Yesterday we began the discussion on debts, what we call in simple terms, person has outstanding accounts, is borrowed money without necessity and without intention of repaying it, which you call in Arabic dain. It's called dain. Urdu we say qarz, he has a qarz, he has an account, he has a debt. In regards to dain also, the Arabic term which we translate as debt, here it is mentioned that the linguistic meaning, if you look for the meaning of this word dain in the Arabic dictionary, we'll translate dain in English as humiliation, submission. In Sharia, an obligation that has to be fulfilled. So the literal meaning of deen, that when a person takes a debt upon his head, not necessary, just because of his wants, his desires. And we know the reality, dunya is not a place to fulfill one's desire. Desires are fulfilled in Jannat. Dunya, as ulama explained, is window shopping for Jannah. What Allah Ta'ala has kept here, some sweetness in dunya, not for us just to desire to remain here forever, is just a bit of window shopping. Allah Ta'ala gives us a taste of what He's kept in Jannat. Not to get stuck in dunya, but to strive for akhirat. If Ya Allah, this world is so sweet, so attractive, and this is something to increase our desire for the life of akhirat. So when it comes to deen and to debt, it means submission, humiliation. Sharia, an obligation to be fulfilled. If we connect the two, then we'll understand the meaning of a death means that a person becomes a prisoner. This world, he becomes a prisoner. He's now submitted himself to someone. There's humiliation also, got to stretch his hand out. There's no need for it at the same time. And he has an obligation to fulfill. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Allah Ta'ala's protection from deen and debts. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghrami. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghrami. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I seek your refuge from sin and from heavy death. Ya Allah, save me from this. The sahabi heard this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi of Allah. How much refuge you ask from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from this death? So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam replied and said that a person who takes a debt upon his head, then a person will fall into sin and he will break his promises. A person will fall into speaking lies. He will fall into speaking lies and he will break his promises because of debts. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam asked refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sin and heavy debts. So continuing from this kitab, where Hazrat says that amongst the worst calamities is death, especially if one has no means of paying the debts. Yes, a person has a valid shari'i reason to take a debt, then permissible. Nowadays we are offered in dunya debt, but it's covered up, decorated, a fashion, pay the extra insurance, and you will get some perks, you will get some benefits. When it comes to buying some tickets, when it comes to purchasing some item, person is flying overseas, pay the insurance. The insurance also, as we mentioned now, is a, won't say it's a debt, but it's a riba. Person is putting his money in the wrong place. And now the applications in the phone, different apps we have, where a person now is scrolling and he's doing shopping online, he or she. The wife won't ask the husband, but the credit card is there. That you buy things which we don't really have a need for. We don't have a need. But because we are scrolling, we are doing online shopping. So we just buy and buy and buy. And then the women folk don't ask the masail also, that I'm buying this certain item and you pay a little bit extra and these are the benefits. That goes into riba and interest sometime. Then we have shipping costs and different types of apps that are there that involves a person in debt. Then a person can't pay the account, then the riba and the interest accrues thereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has sounded dire warnings with regards to unpaid debts and accounts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that whoever incurs a debt, person takes a debt upon himself and has no intention of repaying it. Yes, it's very, very important. There are times in a person's life where Sharia says you can take a debt. When there's dire need and at the same time you have some plan in your mind to repay it. And there is a need for it right now. But together with that, shouldn't be that the need, example, a person wants to start a business, but he has a very big plan. He wants to make millions overnight. But we know how that business will land up. He has to be realistic. We don't have to start a business to become millionaires. We start a business to put food on the table, fulfill our obligations, and like that Allah Ta'ala put barakat in it. But a person now, as we say, he wants to go for the kill. But we know it's not realistic. Because of that, he wants to take a debt on his head. He goes to the bank, or he goes to a friend. And he wants to go big one time, there's no barakat in that. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that whoever incurs a debt and has no intention of repaying it, will pay for it with his good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala save us. To pay with good deeds, we don't know whether our deeds are accepted or not. Once when Umar Palampuri rahmatullah alayh, he wrote to his sheikh, the Sheikh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, in regards to his a'mal. He said, Hazrat, I have this fear in my heart. I don't know whether Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will even accept two rakats of my salah also. I have this fear whether two rakats is accepted. But the Sheikh Zakariya Sahib rahimullah replied and said, Umar Mubarak to you, I have fear whether Allah ta'ala will accept one sajda of mine. You are worried about two rakats, I'm worried about one sajda. Yeah, when it comes to debts, a person will have to pay with his a'mal, accepted a'mal in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whether he has good deeds in the day of Qiyamah, there's no guarantee. Then, if his good deeds are not sufficient, if his good a'mal are not sufficient to pay for the debt, the sins of the creditor will be recorded in his name. When he has no good deeds, and because he didn't pay his accounts, his debts, there was no need for it. And he had no intention of repaying it. And then on the day of Qiyamah, the sins of his creditor were put into his account, and now he will pay for that. Allah Ta'ala give us so be to refrain from this, inshallah. Subhanallah.